For example, one person is listening to music. We were traveling in Saudi and the taxi driver put on music. We explained to him, it's not right, put it off. So what he immediately retorted, well, ayat of the Quran Sharia. A taxi driver also knows the Quran Sharia. And what he said there, Allah says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكُمْ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And don't forget your share of dunya, your enjoyment of dunya. Whereas that ayat means, don't forget to prepare for akhirat. While you are in dunya, don't get so involved and engaged in dunya, and you don't prepare for akhirat. But what meaning he took? He took the meaning that you must, in this dunya, your enjoyment that you want, your fun, all haram, music, which is totally haram. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, I've come in the world to destroy musical instruments. And in Hadith Sharif it comes, that music causes hypocrisy in the heart more faster than a plant that grows in the desert. And if there's a rainfall, which is seldom in the desert, but with a rainfall overnight, that plant grows 3-4 meters. More faster than that, music causes hypocrisy in the heart. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that music is the ruqiyatu zina. It is a stepping stone of zina. When you listen to music, your heart becomes inclined towards adultery, towards haram. So that is, but now you're proving that all that haram from the Quran. And you say that la tansa nasibakum min ad-dunya. Don't forget your share of dunya.